fruitful and beneficial to you?
No.
What am I going to do with him? Let's talk about something that every male demographic group should be thinking about, and that's their health when it comes to your daily life. And that does include your love life, but it begins with having a proper testosterone level, because that's one of the things that affects most men after the age of 40, and erectile dysfunction too. And putting these things off or being ashamed about it is totally unproductive. Doing something about it, that's to be applauded. And that's why Montgomery Men's Health is here. They've helped thousands of guys in the time they've been here. Guys who are dealing with no motivation, lack of energy, always tired, or experiencing unwanted weight gain. They can help you with weight loss at Montgomery Men's Health, by the way. Loss of muscle mass, decrease in sex drive, or you just feel kind of like you're plodding through the day that never ends. And knowing where they have low T is huge in combating these issues. In fact, doctors now recommend men at the age of 18 get an annual testosterone and PSA check for prostate health. All of this is information my friends at Montgomery Men's Health have passed along to me. The guys suffer from this and sometimes don't realize it, but it affects the quality of life big time. And at Montgomery Men's Health, for $99, you can turn this situation around. They'll conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for $99. That means you get the test, the result, and a plan, a medical plan to solve the problem. How cool is that? Cool, by the way, is a word that never goes out of style. Every generation
uses
that.
Cool is still working. Yep.
Montgomery Men's Health has low-T treatments that are medical, not theoretical, and you can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym, mental clarity, improved sleep, a faster metabolism, and even an increase in libido. And you can book the same day you call. 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go online to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com to book your appointment today. As we hit the 8 o'clock hour.
We have the report of an accident this morning. Highway 31 at Hunter Loop. If you're coming out of Prattville into Montgomery, we believe it's going to be in your lane at that intersection. Please use caution there. Everywhere else, very busy this morning. A lot of cars on I-65 and 85. The boulevards and all of our feeder roads into Montgomery are loaded up. But no other problems out there that we are aware of at the moment. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Spring is coming at Premier Place. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Changing to Tucker. They're moving to a new location. Here's, I don't think David's here. I think Foster's here.
Yes, it's Foster Grump. I am here. David, he's not moving stuff for the new location, which is located at 135 Mulberry Street, which is absolutely wonderful. So we are going to be moving over there. And, you know, David has been working really hard trying to get everything moved. And they will be moved over and have all their candies and all their things they sell over at Tucker Pecan. They're going to have them over there on Mulberry Street. They might even surprise you. They're talking about having maybe some casseroles and some chicken salad, pimento and cheese, all kinds of things. They're working on all kinds of wonderful new things. You know, they'd make Jenny jump up, scream, and holler. So that's what we're doing at Tucker Pecan. And you know what? They're going to be moving for long. So, you know, you call the same number, 262-4470, and you can get them at Tucker Pecan, or you can email them at sales@tuckerpecan.com.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carol'sCarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, Call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
And so tonight, I'm proud to announce a fiscal plan to reverse mortgage the White House. Effective at noon tomorrow, the White House will become the property of Tom Selleck.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The EPA has issued new carbon emission standards for cars. The Biden administration hopes the rules will combat climate change as well as boost sagging electric vehicle sales. Republicans criticize the new standards, saying they essentially decide for the public which vehicles they should buy. House Speaker Mike Johnson called the rule a misguided electric vehicle mandate. For the first time in more than 6 weeks, the Ukrainian capital of Kiev came under fire from Russian missiles. Officials say air defenses shot down all of the incoming missiles early this morning. Federal officials want to know how airlines handle personal information about their passengers and whether they're profiting from that information. The Transportation Department will start reviewing privacy policies at the 10 biggest airlines. This is SRN News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
I didn't even breathe this time. Hey, it's already a nice morning. We're running roughly 10 degrees warmer at this hour than we were yesterday morning at this time. Today will be a very comfortable day. We got up to 73 yesterday as our temperature recovery began. And today I've got us around 76. Let's say limited sunshine. And by that, I mean there'll be a lot of those high, thin, cirrus clouds overhead with the sun refracting through it. But a good day. And dry through the evening hours tonight if you have plans. The risk of scattered showers, widely scattered, really, begins in the overnight hours, really the wee hours of the morning, low 55. And then it's Friday, so of course there's going to be another storm system. It's every Friday now. Showers and thunderstorms Friday from Friday night. Most numerous in the afternoon and nighttime hours, with a high tomorrow around 64, and then a small risk of a leftover shower Saturday morning, but improvement by Saturday afternoon. And I think eventually we'll see the sun with upper 60s to around 70 and low 70s with sunshine. Sunday is a good day. And then the next storm system coming in Monday night into Tuesday, we have our eyes on that because of maybe some stronger storms associated with it. Right now, clear skies, a lot of sunshine at the moment. We're at 44 at 810.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
by the way, we went up to 49. We're up 5 degrees in the last hour, so 49 is your current temperature.
It's beautiful out there. I was just outside seeing if traffic on 85 behind the building was really in good shape. Time for Hard News, brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
Initially, I was going to do the story that they've lifted the sex ban on Olympic athletes in Paris. Because a few years back, they decided to tell them...
No.
There will be none of that. So that's great. You have hundreds of young people in peak physical condition. They should actually turn that into an Olympic event. You could have the longest, you know, all kinds of pole vaulting, all kinds of activities related to that.
There was a lot of people disqualified last time for, you know, they do the testing, right?
Yeah.
Steroid testing and stuff like that.
But that's not the hard news story today.
Oh, okay.
This is actually going to be something of a tease for the afternoon show. Remember Manuel Noriega?
Oh, yeah.
From Nicaragua?
Pimply. Not Pimply, but he has
Pocky.
Craters all over his
face. I don't know how he got those. I don't think I've ever seen anybody with worse complexion.
Not a good-looking guy.
No, not at all. But what was his, and I used to joke, is this like on his business card? Strongman, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Because he did things like put his political enemies in jail. Well, our current president, strongman Joe Biden, boy, that sounds like an oxymoron if there ever was one, has put hundreds of people in jail. And I've got a Tucker Carlson commentary with the facts to back it up this afternoon on Happy Hour. Mark Roberto will join us at 3:30 and David Blackman from 4 to 5, and we will absolutely include this in the Idiocracy segment today. But it's something people need to be aware of. This is not the way we were founded by insurrectionists. We were. Free speech is absolute. We've got a Supreme Court justice who says, gee, I'm a little bit nervous that this free speech thing is preventing the government from censoring what? Got to wake up to all this. So we will hit on that this afternoon on News Talk 93.1 FM. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, the very best of the best. You know, sadly, people get taken in by, so I say, hey, you know, my cousin does that concrete thing as a sideline. You got to go to him, you save a lot of money. No, not when you have to have it ripped out and redone. Like Mommy the Swami did. That was heartbreaking. She trusted a company. They took a $2,000 deposit, and they may as well have poured wet sand for all the good it did. It had to be ripped out and redone by another company. It's not fun. So get it done right the first time with Tom Latham and his team. He uses only top-notch materials. He goes to extraordinary lengths to make sure that whatever the pour is going to be is properly reinforced. And they do it all. They're rebuilding Prattville's football stadium. Big project. But they do driveway, sidewalk, patio, stamped concrete. You can see their whole portfolio on Facebook at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. And if you're ready for an estimate now, call Tom Latham at 284-9292. That's 284-9292 for Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. At 815-1819, Latin's their news.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
1819 News.
The Alabama House Health Committee has passed H.R. 158, which prohibits the state government or the state health officer from imposing a mask mandate on Alabamians in order to prevent the spread of any type of variant of COVID-19. The bill is sponsored by State Representative Brock Colvin, who says that citizens are smart enough to make health decisions for themselves and don't need bigger government with more authority over them. Governor Ivey signed a mask mandate in July of 2020 that did not expire until April of 2020. 2021. This bill does have exceptions for requiring a mask, such as in medical facilities, dental services, medical and research labs, as well as state and local detention facilities. Colvin says that his bill does not go after the private sector, but only government entities. The bill now heads to the House floor for full vote. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A middle school special education teacher in Calera is now on leave from the Shelby County school system after being charged for possession of a controlled substance. Kyle Vincent was released on bond March 19th following those charges. Police in Arab have arrested 35-year-old Christopher Gamble for attempted kidnapping and sexual assault of a female jogger. Authorities say that Gamble used a gun to stop the woman and then tried to kidnap her while also sexually assaulting her. The victim did get away. Police caught up with Gamble in Albertville. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
I'm Johnny Adams. I represent people injured in car wrecks at no fault of their own. Call me, Johnny Adams, 500-5000.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
We have the report of an accident this morning. Highway 31 at Hunter Loop. If you're coming out of Prattville into Montgomery, we believe it's going to be in your lane at that intersection. Please use caution there. Everywhere else, very busy this morning. A lot of cars on I-65 and 85. The boulevards and all of our feeder roads into Montgomery are loaded up. But no other problems out there that we are aware of at the moment. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Spring is coming at Premier Place. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the river region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertiser.
You are a liar, a thug, and a drunk.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Finland was named the happiest country in the world, probably because last year the government passed a ban on playing Morrissey. Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger are working on a new movie. It's the comedy pairing of the decade, responded the 1990s. High schools are bringing back shop class. Shop teachers give the move 2 thumbs up. Well, they would if they still had thumbs. Belichick is writing a book. Based on what we know about Bill, the book jacket won't have sleeves. And a new study claims that money is addictive. Read more about it in the new issue of Problems Morning Radio Hosts Don't Need to Worry About. This is not headline news.
And now,
it's time.
time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. On this World Poetry Day, National Crunchy Taco Day, and more, some odds and ends. Maybe you can look into this, Jay.
Yeah.
There's a woman in Georgia who is causing a ruckus. There's a word you don't hear too much anymore, ruckus.
I see. Uh-huh. I see it. Yeah.
By claiming that kids are getting high on nutmeg.
You know, that's been around for a while, I guess. I never tried something like that as a kid.
And to be quite frank, it's a spice that I rarely use, cooking the News Talk breakfast special. But there are other things here. Since we're on the topic of food, another one of those Richard Dawson kind of stories.
Our survey said
the top foods that are gross. They surveyed 2,000 people and came up with a list of things that people... What do you think number one was?
Grossest food?
Yeah, yeah.
Geez.
You might run into black jelly beans this Easter. That's not...
I was going to say, it really depends on who you ask, because a kid is going to say, you know,
everything.
Asparagus and vegetables.
Stuff that's good for
spinach.
You.
Spinach, you know, or...
The number one item on the list, black licorice.
Okay.
Which is basically a black jelly bean, right?
Basically. Black licorice of any kind.
How about blue cheese?
And I used to love it, but I hate it now.
I'm not a blue cheese fan, but some people just swear by it.
I like blue cheese, yeah. Okay.
Olives came in third.
How do you know when blue cheese goes bad, by the way?
You can't tell.
Olives came in third, especially olives that have not been pitted.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's a good way to lose a tooth.
Yeah.
Beets.
I'm not a beet. Cranberries.
I think there's only one kind of beet that's even produced in America. Aunt Nellie's?
Yeah.
I don't mind them. They're good on the relish tray at Thanksgiving.
Now, you know
next
me.
Next to the cottage cheese.
You know me and cranberry, too. I'm not a cranberry guy.
I have to fix that.
Yeah. I had a thought about beets the other day, and I can't remember what it was about.
It's supposed to be help your blood pressure. It's supposed to lower your blood pressure.
Well, apparently there are other colors than red for their beets.
Is that right?
Yes.
I've only known red.
And I can't remember where I saw it. We were watching something, Wendy and I were.
Hey, you can't make a good borscht without beets. That's what I've heard. Raisins made it at number 5. Mushrooms are on the list. Now, this troubles me because I come from a long line of mushroom-eating bohemians.
I love mushrooms, as a matter of fact.
Me too.
And stuffed mushrooms are great.
However, it makes you wonder, because when you see one growing out of your wooden bench in the back patio...
Well, you got to be careful.
And it's got a red center. I don't know what that means. I got to get a picture of it. And
those mushrooms growing on your yard, they're poison.
Hang on one second. Sometimes when I'm on the bike, I'll see, I don't know what they do to their lawn, if it's a combination of mold or whatever, but you'll see those mushrooms the size of a frisbee.
Those white mushrooms?
Yes.
Yep.
Are those the bad ones?
They're poison.
Tofu, sushi.
What is tofu, by the way?
It's fungus, isn't it?
Is that what it is?
Substitute for meat.
It's not a substitute for meat. They say it is, but it is not.
You know, usually that is what you find on menus. They can substitute tofu for meat. Tofu is, I believe, like you said, it is a food prepared by coagulating soy milk and then pressing the resulting curds into solid white blocks of varying softness.
I think part of my objection to this is the people, when it first hit the market, the people that gravitated to it were all phonies.
Tofu.
Let's have some tofu, Muffy.
I used it as a substitute whenever I would go. So I would go to a restaurant. It was kind of a fast food place. But they had tofu to substitute instead of their usual beef. And so I would use that. And honestly, with all the other flavorings that's in there, I didn't miss it at all. But it was just it was a healthier option for when you need to have that. And most restaurants don't even give you that option.
Rest of the gross food list includes peas, pickles, broccoli, and carrots.
Peas, pickles, broccoli, and carrots. Is gross?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of...
I love pickles!
So do I. You can't have a ham and cheese sandwich without a pickle.
However, bread and butter pickles, no. It's got to be... dill. What is this?
Why do they still... I don't know anybody that eats those bread and butter pickles. I mean, and if I did, I would look at them very carefully. I would look at them with
direct your eyes over this way, because I enjoy all kinds of all types. It doesn't matter to me. I will eat a pickle regardless.
You know, some guy claims that bread makers back in the day used to boost their quantity of dough for baking bread by putting sawdust in it.
Yeah.
So he did some kind of test using various types of sawdust from different wood sources.
Oh, my God.
And the bread was wretched. So I think that theory was proven to be baloney.
I was, again, maybe that's where I got the beats from. We were watching a video from, I don't know, it was on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I think it was Business Insider. It talked about the most faked foods that you buy. And they went over Parmesan cheese. And I'm talking about the kind that comes in the tube that you buy that you sprinkle over your spaghetti from the grocery store. Wood pulp.
You're kidding.
What?
A certain percentage
of wood pulp?
Of wood pulp in there.
My God.
Of course, they also talked about how expensive real Parmesan block cheese actually is.
Yeah, sometimes I buy the pre-shredded, you know, the actual from the block of cheese.
Right, yeah, and you're okay there.
Yeah.
But that stuff that comes in the green tube canister, and I'm not throwing names, but what do I care? They don't sponsor Kraft.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Hey, I think you'll find a can of that in almost every refrigerator in America.
I bet there's one in that time capsule we have in the kitchen.
Oh, let's go back and look.
Oh, no, who knows how old?
Exactly. The wood probably has mushrooms growing out of it.
All right, let's talk about real good food.
Yes.
From the Seafood Bistro with Jay.
Paul was in here yesterday. He had come to the station yesterday to talk to Dr. Sam, actually. So I got to see him yesterday for a brief little bit before they took their meeting from here and said, let's go to the restaurant and have the meeting. So they went there and did it. But, they've got pickles. Now, I don't know if it's bread and butter. I don't know what they use as far as the pickles. But they have fried pickles. They're hand-battered pickle chips in Cajun blend.
I would bet that's dill. Yeah.
Probably. Cornmeal.
Yeah.
And paired with ranch dressing. If anything that I've learned from doing the Seafood Bistro over the years, it's that I need to get glasses. I'm starting to have to look at this menu and really zoom in or pull away from what I'm reading there. God, all right. It's just getting worse. Bacon cheddar fries, calamari, Cajun cheese curds, corn nuggets, and the fried green tomatoes, all part of the appetizer selection at the Seafood Bistro, along with the dragon shrimp. That is just their regular shrimp, but with their dragon sauce on it, which is like spicy yum-yum sauce, and it's just fantastic. You can actually take that dragon shrimp with the sauce, dip it in their amazing ranch, but Paul has told me, it's not homemade, but amazing ranch, and it is delicious. They have salads there if you want to do that. The wings as well, if you're, you know, just want to do some wings. That's what they got. They got wings. But the boil bags. Had a winner come in yesterday to pick up, oddly enough, a Seafood Bistro gift certificate and asked me if I had tried the boil bags yet. My problem with the Seafood Bistro is I go in and I just stick with my standbys. I don't branch out because I love what I love there. The cheese curds, the shrimp and grits, the po' boys. But he said, you've got to do the boil bags. It is the best boil bags here in town, bar none.
You know I'm a fan.
Yes. 1651 Perry Hill Road, 279-7500 is their number, but their website is where you want to go, theseafoodbistro.com. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
All right, show and tell time. That's a picture of the mushroom.
It looks like a heart.
Why, it does.
Doesn't it? Or is that just the angle I was looking
Maybe
at?
Maybe love is mushrooming. see, this is the mushroom growing out of the bench. Isn't that weird?
It's a lonely little mushroom.
So I just posted this to Facebook.
Yeah, make sure your doggy doesn't get it.
Yeah. Wow, Briscoe's blasted, man. Briscoe, gub, 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 gub.
There's five daddies.
Hey, and since we're talking wood, let me express my profound gratitude to Tree Masters. That group is amazing. They, you know, we had three trees come down, a couple of stumps, some bushes. But here's the really cool part. The neighbors, we're all watching them do their thing because they are so professional and so methodical about their work. They do just an incredible job. Four of my neighbors hired them yesterday to do work after they were done with our place.
Well, I want to talk to them, too. Yeah.
I did pass your number along.
Good.
God, that was really educational yesterday. So thank you, Todd Clark and Bobby Clark and the team at Tree Masters. And if you need somebody to remove, God, it's that is tough work. 676-3638. Happy to mention them and thank them again for a job well done. All right, we are ready for a traffic update here. It's half past the hour. We have a guest joining us in just a couple of minutes to talk about an event that's taking place, I believe, at the airport.
Still got a lot of traffic on the roads out there this morning. A couple of minor accidents, but nothing affecting traffic flow. I-65 and 85 still busy through downtown Montgomery. And we got a good bit of traffic on the feeder road still coming into Montgomery, 231 out of Wetumpka. Troy Highway, and of course Taylor Road, very busy this morning, but no major problems out there. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell Jay, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $9.95 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
Hustler Turf Commercial Mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like a 104-inch Super 104, an 88-inch stand-on, and industry-leading warranties, Hustler mowers are ready to handle what you have to throw at them. So build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler Turf at Diesel Ace Hardware, U.S. 31 North, just north of the Pine Level exit.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The dust cap is a little reminder that you did something stupid.
I've done some dumb things. I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Dunce cap, baby.
Dunce cap, cause you failed.
It is 8:35, time for our Morning Maroon nominees. And I don't know if this guy cannot win today. Two Taiwanese college students have been accused of engaging in insurance fraud. They claim that Dao Zhang and Liao worked together to take out insurance policies and then immersed Zhang's legs in dry ice for 10 hours.
Why?
He then needed to have his legs amputated, and he claimed he suffered from extreme cold from riding on a scooter at night. Taiwan is a subtropical region. Cases of severe frostbite requiring amputation due to natural climate factors in the flatlands are unheard of, an investigator said. Lau has been suspected of pressuring Zhang into the scheme because he lost money trading crypto, like so many others. The pair are not expected to receive the insurance payout. But where do you go to find your legs again, man?
Dry ice? Wow.
That's, yeah.
That's painful.
Some of these things are just beyond my comprehension. How about somebody that would be willing to pay $1,800 for a bowl of soup at a Chicago restaurant? Or a survey. Here's another one. A survey determined that 54% of Americans need a blanket, at least partially covering them, in order to sleep. Do you know anybody that doesn't use a blanket?
I've been known to kick out of them.
Well, that's one thing. If you thrash around.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I just get hot and I'll just
sometimes,
throw a ball.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, yeah, I'll do that.
Oh, no, we all get hot.
But when that fan goes on, grabbing for that blankie.
Anyway, those two are the walkaway winners today.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
No legs, no money. And now, once again, you guys in the back, you've had a couple of cups of coffee.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
San Diego hit a home run.
Oh, jeez.
Knocked two people in.
So it's 13-11?
It's 15-11.
15-11?
Because they got 12, knocked in two.
Quit the pimping while you hit a home run. Act like you've been there before, you jerk. What a douchebag. Honest to God.
We're watching.
I do not care for the on-field pimping behavior.
We're watching the second baseball game of the year from Seoul, South Korea, where it's after 10 o'clock now.
Yeah.
Back to you, Jay.
It's almost the next day over there.
Yeah.
I want to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers here in Montgomery, and they are looking, well, I say they, but it's one guy, True Booth. He is looking for your gold. No, he's not a leprechaun. He is looking to buy your gold. Gold is at an all-time high. And if you've got gold, and maybe... Here's the weird thing. You may have gold in jewelry that you have, but it's broken or it doesn't work. You know, it doesn't... It's just... It's a broken piece of jewelry, but it's like, well, I'm not going to throw away jewelry. But you can sell that. But it might be hard to sell broken jewelry. Except it won't be that hard to sell it to True Booth. He would like to buy that gold jewelry from you. Broken or used or whatever you may want to do with it. If it's gold, he would like to talk to you about it. Give him a call at 260-0066. He is offering the most here in town for buying that gold. And if you want to turn that profit into store credit, he's going to give you even more. So you can use that to buy any of the pieces there that they have at Heirloom Jewelers. They specialize in fine antique estate jewelry that has been passed down from generation after generation. Unique, one-of-a-kind pieces there at Heirloom Jewelers. Go to their website to see everything that they have to offer for you at heirloomjewelers.com. You can see the collection and the history of every piece and a detail. I have to stress, detailed history of that piece. You can also see that on Facebook and on their Instagram page as well. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2, but it's by appointment only because, again, it's just True Booth. He's the only guy there. When you call that number, 260-0066, you'll be talking to him. If he doesn't answer, he is the one that's going to be calling you back. If you send a text message, he'll get it and he'll respond. You'll always be dealing with him every time you deal with Heirloom Jewelers. They're located on Vaughn Road, just near Watchman Drive, and online at heirloomjewelers.com.
Boy, the Dodgers aren't looking too bright. I almost made them the morning maroon.
Oh, man. But see, we've watched this game where the Dodgers have just consistently been trying to catch up, and they keep doing it.
Yeah.
But you guys missed the first inning at 5 a.m. when there were four runs right off the bat.
Well, that's the part I'm getting to, because they just spent $300 million to sign this pitcher named Yamamoto, who had a great track record in Japan.
Terrible.
So they trot him out there today, the $300 million man. He couldn't get out of the first inning.
Right.
So I wonder if they're having second thoughts about that. Right now, it's 8:40.
Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
It's going to be a comfortable day today. In fact, we've already warmed up to about 49, which is a good start. And that was at the top of the hour. They look at the, they send out information from the airport about hourly. Comfortable today with a high around 76. Limited sunshine. By that, I mean, there'll be a lot of that high cloudiness with the sun refracting through it. But a pretty good Thursday. And dry through the evening hours tonight. So if you have evening plans, no problem, because the risk of widely scattered showers hold off to the overnight hours and the wee hours in the morning with a low temperature tonight, down to about 55. Then tomorrow is Friday, so we're getting used to this. It's another Friday. It's another storm system. I mean, this is a pattern here. Showers and thunderstorms Friday and Friday night. They will be most numerous in the afternoon and nighttime hours tomorrow, with a high of 64, and then a small risk of a leftover shower, let's say early Saturday, probably early in the morning, but I think that we'll see improvement as the day goes on, and sunshine by the afternoon with a high temperature, upper 60s to near 70 on Saturday, lower 70s on Sunday with more sun, so Sunday's a nice day. And then the next risk of storms, Monday night into Tuesday, and that one has more than a little attention of mine as far as we'll be watching the progress of that one. Right now this morning, it's 49 already here at 841.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Got a guest joining us in a couple of minutes right now. Our guest is Skipper with the latest on the roads.
Traffic is light to mostly moderate all over the area. We're not seeing any real problems anywhere at the moment. Please buckle up and drive carefully. You should enjoy your ride in this morning. We're looking good on all of the feeder roads inbound to Montgomery. Light to moderate traffic out of Wetumpka, out of Prattville on Highway 31. Troy Highway looking good this morning. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Caterpillar's the name when it comes to heavy equipment to get your job done. Thompson Tractor's been serving Alabama, Northwest Florida for over 60 years. For serious work, Thompson Cat is ready. Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. Ends 4/1/24.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's the best sale of the season at Cavco's Spring Open House this week. Save on home decor, floral supplies, and gifts, or find inspiration for your home in our new spring merchandise. Visit daily for door prices, new deals, and surprises throughout the store. Saturday, enjoy music by Brian Brantley 11 to 1, and stay for our designer demonstrations at 1. Shop our Spring Open House for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing this week, 9 to 5 p.m. at Cavco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Boilermakers, Bobcats, Bears, Bison, and Badgers. You got a pair of Dukes, Spartans, Gales, Flyers, and Lancers. Golden Eagles, Golden Grizzlies, Crimson Tide, Red Raiders. Blue Jays, Blue Devils, Cyclones, and Gators. Huskies, Hatters, Five Bulldogs, Antelopes, Jack, Rabbits, and Horned Frogs. Cowboys, Two Aggies, Longhorns, Broncos. 34 down, 34 to go. Four Cougars, Catamounts, Cornhuskers, Cavaliers, Ducks, Owls, Eagles, Hilltoppers, the Volunteers, Tar Heels, Blazers, Raiders, Rams, and Jayhawks, Fighting Illini, Aztecs, and Peacocks, Three Wildcats, Three Tigers, Lobos, the Beach Seahawks, Gamecocks, Buffaloes, Wolfpack, twice the Zips, that's it. Write them down, fill out your brackets. It's March Madness.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
Here's a friend of the show and a friend of me, Dave Stever. Good to have you in with us to talk about a run. First of all, how you doing, man?
Doing great.
Good to see you.
Beautiful weather outside. Everybody should be outside for a little bit.
Let's hear it for Rich Thomas. Can we put our hands together for a little appreciation? So what brings you to us today?
We're going to talk about the 45th running of the Jubilee 8K and Peggy Lanier 2-mile run and walk. That's going to be held Saturday, May 18th, and beginning at 7:30 a.m. for the 8K, and then shortly thereafter at 8:30, we're going to do the 2-mile walk.
And so, the date for this is?
May 18th.
May 18th.
Yes. It's going to be held down at the Old Alabama Town. And that's a good little location, very well
set up. Yeah, I like that.
That
is a very cool section of Montgomery.
It is very family-oriented. And so if you have some small kids, you're going to run, and you have somebody watching your children, they're going to have plenty of things to do, plenty of things to go. The neat thing about our race that I like to promote is the fact that on the 2-mile run and walk, we actually have a walk category. And we give the top three, male and female, for the 2-mile walk. And so this all benefits the Alabama Youth Ranches. It provides services for at-risk people, for the children, for the young people. And we're trying to mold them into responsible adults.
So. This is really, for many, the last place of last resort for them to turn it around, right?
That's correct. The motto of the Sheriff's Youth Ranches is it's easier to build boys and girls than to repair men and women. And so we like to support them.
That's good.
Yeah. And both the youth ranches and our organizations are considered 501c3, which are nonprofit organizations. Mm-hmm. And so everything that we raise for this race goes right directly into the youth ranches.
You're in good shape. You must do a lot of running.
I do. Besides running, I'm also a soccer referee, so I try to keep up with the kids.
Well, yeah. I used to love to run. I used to do 4 or 5 miles a day in Florida in the afternoon heat, and that'll melt the pounds off you. But sciatic nerve, man, just will not stop barking, so I've switched to the bicycle.
Yes.
I have a good time with that. How can people sign up to participate, and what's the cost?
Okay, the easiest way right now it's $25. Right? I mean, to go out, enjoy time with your friends, run 8Ks up and down the hills of Montgomery, $25 is a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
But April 11th, there's a price increase, and then the day of race, there's also going to be another price increase to $35.
Signing up ahead is a good idea. Is there a web address we can direct people to?
Yes. Go to runsignup.com. And search for the Montgomery Jubilee 8K. Make sure you say Montgomery, Alabama. Apparently, there's a Montgomery up in Maryland.
Yeah, Montgomery County in Maryland. Yes.
That's true.
So people won't find it if they go there, but Montgomery, Alabama, go to Run Sign Up. Also, if you go on Facebook, look for Running in the River Region.
On Facebook.
Okay. And there's a link there for them to sign up also. There'll be packet pickup the Friday, May 17th at 3 to 6 p.m. at the Old Alabama Town, but also the Saturday morning at 6 a.m. We get there nice and early and start setting things up, running the course, make sure everything's ready to rock and roll.
All right. Anything else we need to cover while you're here?
The fact that last year we were able to donate $4,800 to the Sheriff's Youth Ranches, and year before it was $5,000. We'd really like to do a lot more with that. We are big supporters of the ranches. We want to give these kids the best chance that they have to grow up and enjoy life. And the only way to do that is to provide services such as these.
Repeat that statement you made earlier about...
It's easier to build boys and girls than to repair men and women.
That's great.
And that's what for all the sheriff's departments out there, let's get a little competition going. Which sheriff's department is going to be able to provide the most people and run the fastest race?
All right, we'll get the word out on this, and hopefully you'll have your best participation rate ever.
We have over 200 people every year. 210 last year, and we want to do 300. I mean, we can handle it.
Let's get you by on the afternoon show one of these days soon, too, okay?
Sure.
So we can let everybody know. Dave Seaver, thank you so much for coming in. Again, You can go to runsignup.com and look for the Montgomery, Alabama race or Running in the River Region on Facebook.
And do it before April 11th if you want.
Before the price goes up. Yeah. It's $25 and the cause is beyond question.
Yes.
8:50 is the time. Don Duncan, All American Auto and Tire. On tomorrow's show, we give away the works from Don Duncan. And what that means is somebody's going to get a chance to have a complete service on their vehicle, including oil change, a two-man tire rotation. If they find embedded objects in the tire, they remove it, plug the tire. They top off all the fluids, safety inspect the brakes, and when they're done with your vehicle, they vacuum it out to say thanks for choosing Don Duncan. It's a great choice because one of the reasons we fall behind on car service is inconvenience. But they make it convenient. You get your car there, they'll get you to your destination and then help you rejoin your car later in the day. Whatever works out for you, it's called customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. And all three Don Duncans have wholesale priced tires available for you with a price that includes installation. Those locations are Mount Duncan and Millbrook, high atop the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. And look for Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook. Steve, back up, Steve.
Hey, good morning once again. I just wanted to kind of add on to what Dave was talking about. Peggy Lanier was a local philanthropist, if you will. She was McClendon Sports. Before she died of cancer. But if you were a team sport and you were looking for a sponsor, she was the first one to step forward. If you were looking for any kind of running apparel or cheerleader shoes, I remember she helped my daughter out getting the best cheerleader shoes she could for the lowest price. She was just a wonderful, wonderful lady who died way, way too young. And that's why they named it the 2 mile run after her, because she always ran it and she was always fast. She was one of those ultra marathoners. I mean, she was just fantastic lady. But that's why they named that race the Peggy Lanier McClendon 2 mile run.
Dave, we appreciate Steve. Dave's here. You're Steve on the phone. We appreciate
I know who he is.
I am.
I know Dave. He's always out in front of me whenever we run.
Well, I'm getting to the end of the show. My gas bag just sprung a leak. Our final traffic at 8:52.
Traffic remains light to moderate all over the area. We're looking really good right now around Montgomery. We've had a couple of minor things, but nothing that's really going to slow you down on the boulevards, I-65 or 85. Looking real good. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, busy, but all clears there. Buckle up and enjoy your running around, and we will keep you updated when accidents happen. Spring is coming at Premier Place. After shopping, eat at Poblano's, King Buffet, or Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. All at Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fabinnovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it.
Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage Pre-Approval Letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Ahoy there, landlubbers! Is your stomach yearning for some great seafood? Or maybe it's a meat and three you're craving? So set sail for Little Fish Tail Seafood Bar and Grill, the undisputed champion of deliciousness in Lake Jordan and Slapout. We're talking great food, fantastic drinks, and fabulous music. They're like pirates with spices, creating flavor combinations that'll make your taste buds do a jig. Go see them on Lightwood Road or call 543-4561. Don't forget a free grab bag for the little ones.
Hey, this is Ray Bowles of Prattville Carpet. And since we've been advertising on Blue Water, our sales have increased dramatically. Blue Water has a large listening audience that is very faithful to their advertisers, and we greatly appreciate that. If you're thinking about advertising for your business, I would highly recommend Blue Water.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
KC counts them down.
Finland, Denmark, and Iceland stay at the top. We're counting down the happiest countries in the world based on health, freedom, generosity, social support, GDP, and perceptions of corruption.
Number 23.
Yep, the United States isn't even in the top 20. That's right, Kuwait, Czechia, and Lithuania are all happier than the United States. Sorry, America. Keep your feet on the ground and keep dealing with your scars.
Who's the happiest of all? One more time.
If you're happy and a boomer, clap your hands. Got a pension and your house is all paid off. If you bought it in the 80s, then the prices got inflated. Sitting pretty in retirement playing golf.
Two out of three in bed.
If you're happy and you're Gen X, clap your hands. If you're a millennial who can afford a high interest rate mortgage, clap your hands. If you're Gen Y or Z, someday you'll have money when you inherit it from your mom and dad.
Yeah, or when you learn how to vote. Instead of voting with your feelings. That's the most frustrating part of that whole thing. And by the way, if we're such an unhappy place, why is everybody on the damn planet trying to cross our border? Why would you want to come to a country that's so unhappy?
We are a destination, though.
We certainly are. Yeah. It is 8:58. If you've got something that you would like to grow and you'd like to nourish it, Prattville Farm Center is the place to go. Not only to nourish what you have, but to buy seeds and bulbs and things you need to build a garden in the yard this year. You want to feed your dog right? They carry the best and freshest dog foods at Prattville Farm Center and at a very fair price. They have incredible tools, and oftentimes I have that windmill in the backyard.
Yep.
That's where I found it. Occasionally they have decor pieces, and I wanted that for my birthday and got it.
That is unique.
It's really cool. And tools, like a bulb planting thing. You stand on it, it goes down deep enough to plant the bulb, and then you release the soil on top of it. So it's like the easiest way to plant those things you'll ever see. And advice from Tammy or Andy Burkhalter. They know their stuff. And when you have questions, don't guess. Go see them. You got pests and things like that around that can help get rid of that. Pretty much anything involving the backyard, garden, or farm at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 Memorial Drive in Prattville. You can reach out ahead at 365-5400, 365-5400. You'll find them about a third of a mile south of the Uptown McDonald's in Prattville, the Uptown one, up there by Highway 14 is Uptown in Prattville, Jay?
Yes.
Yes. He's an uptown guy.
It's a long road.
I do understand that. All right, Alabama Unfiltered next, Joey.